Hey guys, how is it going? It is Annalie coming to you guys with the second episode of this new coming back to you all. And I can't believe the outpouring of people who watched and shared this podcast. I'm super, super excited to where it's going. And thank you so, so much from the bottom of my heart. My whole heart, not just the bottom, okay? And it really makes me just want to do more for y'all and for me to dive into more. So one of the things that somebody commented on my Facebook post, so if you guys want to get rapid fire tips and tricks and things like that, go comment on the post. It showed up yesterday, June 13th, and you guys can comment what you want to hear about. But the one person that commented about a business, I really don't know what aspect of business you want me to talk about, but I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about mindset around business and in general, because I know this person does a like at-home direct sale type business, multi-level marketing business, and exactly what I do. So it kind of fits in my niche as well. So the first thing to do when you are deciding to go in business for yourself is that you just need to make a decision. You need to make a decision around, yes, I want to do that. If you keep like just holding it in and not taking the initial step, you will feel like you wasted so much time when you finally do make a decision. And I say that from the kindness of my heart, because every single person that has started my product, who has started business in with me, has started all of those things, they wish they would have done it sooner. It's exactly what everybody says. I wish I would have known about this sooner. I wish I would have done that. And stop shoulding around yourself. I said shoulding. Yes, it's not the other word, okay? You should do this. You should do this. I should do this. I should do this. Stop shoulding around and just make a decision about what you want to do. It takes that yes decision to move forward. It takes the no decision to move into a different direction. Does that make sense? So as you guys are listening to this, screenshot it and put it in your stories. You can tag me. It's at I am on a roll. Okay. And the first thing, again, is to make a decision. The second thing is, okay, is are you coming in with a kit? And if so, you should, because you need to have product on hand. Even if you already have product on hand, this allows you to sell trials of this product. This allows you to try the product, have your whole family try the product. And that is the next thing, is that you should actually be a product of the product. Are you showing your product on social media that you're actually using it? So for those who do like shopping monthly boxes every single month, like, are you showing the people what you're getting every single month? If you do makeup, are you showing people how to use the product? Are you showing them what's in your VIP kit that you get every single month? Like, those are the things that you need to show people. I shake up my product every single day, twice a day, most days, on social media or on a story or on something like that, where you get to see me using the product. Do I use every single product? No, but I use a majority of them. Actually, I use almost 95% of our products. Okay. There's literally one product I don't use, and I don't even know why, because it's in all the other products and I should use it. But I just don't fit it in. And if you're using specific products, ask yourself, if you've been in business for a while, those products are going to sell faster and sell to more people because you're using them. If you're not being a product of the product, okay, ask yourself, why are you even in business? Because I know people that are in business just because I've had a conversation with them and a relationship with them, but I never see their product. And if people are like, oh, I didn't know you did that, then you need to get loud and really loud about it, okay? So that is the number. So the first thing is to make a decision to either go forward with it. Like, if you're thinking about it, go forward with it. Try it out. There is nothing left to lose, y'all, okay? What is there to lose? The fact that you have product sitting at home and you can utilize it, okay? It's a really, when you go into business for yourself in a direct sale or a multi-level marketing or community-based marketing, anything like that, it's super low risk, okay? It's not like you're starting a brick-and-mortar business. It's not like you have a lot of upfront costs. And I think we fail to not remember that because we think that $500 or $1,000 to get into business for yourself, which is a tax write-off, is a lot of money. And it is a lot of money, but it's not as much money as you going and buying a franchise and having a brick and mortar business. They're super low investment, low risk, okay, compared to a lot of other things. So then the second decision is, are you a product of the product? You have your kit, you have all of that. The next thing I want to say is, are you plugged in to your community? Are you plugged into training? Is there an onboarding system? You need to go through that almost multiple times before you actually get the hang of what's happening. So that means if you have, we have a launching bot through our team. We also have a business camp, which is a 14-day like hands-on, here, go do this within social media. Those types of things, like go do those things multiple times before you even feel like, hey, I've launched myself, okay? I continue even 5.5 years later of being in a community-based marketing that I'm launching every single month, okay? So don't think that it's just one and done. You have to continue to plug in. You have to continue to do the things that work. And the next thing I have to say is that you just have to be, the last thing that I want to talk about real quick, is you have to be authentically you. And that doesn't mean like, oh, I'm just going to post this because somebody else wants me to post it. I mean, truly dive into who you are. Okay. If you like smutty books like I do, share that stuff. If you like going traveling with your friends and family, go share that stuff. If you like going out and dancing and singing karaoke, share that stuff. Like, it's okay. And if you enjoy working out, if you enjoy reading books, if you enjoy going for walks and hikes, if you like bugs, share that, okay? Like, the thing is I think once we feel like we join a company and we want to sell this product to make extra money, we forget that we're humans. We forget that we like things. We forget that we're actually a person, okay? We start posting all of the spam on our social media and we forget who we were. We all of a sudden become a packet of what we're selling. We all of a sudden become a glass cleaner or a mascara or something like that. And we forget our identity. We associate it with the company. And the truth is that we need to associate with us. And the secondary thing is our company that we're representing. Okay. So I hope you guys got value out of that. Share your biggest takeaway with me in social media, tag me, all of those things, but I love you guys and we'll talk to you guys later.